You wakey poo?
A little bit.
Don't lie to me. You're as sleepy as me. Don't lie.
I'm not.
We were both blacked out within, what, 15 minutes of recording this?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And by blacked out, we mean jogging.
that's not a joke.
We were running.
Blacked out, we mean jogging?
Yeah, we were running. Yeah, we were out for a run and we're so tired.
I thought you were going for a racist thing for a second. I was going to be like, wouldn't we have to run from a crime scene to be blacked out? But
that is inappropriate.
Was it really? Was that too much?
Low blow.
Oh, my God. Welcome to Papa's Basement.
Why, thank you.
You can find all sorts of that kind of humor in papasbasement.com show website. Come on. Let's get it together.
I'm good.
Let's get it together. Show's website in papasbasement.com. Go there. Most importantly, click on the iTunes link at the very top, and you can find us via iTunes if you want to actually subscribe to us. Use any of the amazing podcast apps out there. That is the easiest way. I know for Apple, you just get the podcast app. It's literally called that. And I don't know what they use.
What about
if
someone has a prehistoric droid?
I don't know. I don't know what you
people. Or a droid. Or a droid.
Who don't have Vine, who don't have Tinder, don't have any of the good stuff on that phone.
You know, the droid.
Did they make Twitter for the droid yet? Do you have that yet?
I'm going to kill you.
Have they made a Facebook for you? Does it have a web browser?
Oh, golly. Yeah, it does.
We put out a new episode every Monday, every Thursday. So either go to inpapasbasement.com to get it or subscribe using one of those apps that I just mentioned. You want me on Twitter? I'm at Papa's Basement, John Papa Giorgio. Over here, Allison Frank.
Woohoo!
You are at Allison Frank, A-L-L-I-S-0-N, very punk, F-R-A-N-K.
Yes.
You can tell us all about the fun you've been having on Twitter. What is it like having huge cans and being on Twitter?
Well, the cans was your idea, so.
It was. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? Guys will enjoy your wit, but if you show your boobs, everyone will like you.
And people have agreed with that. They said, you know, it was your image that kind of got me to
no
take
kidding.
A peek.
No kidding. As a man who's gone through about 6,000 online profiles in his, God.
So I've been on for almost 2 weeks, and it seems like week one and week two, I get 75 followers per week.
Per week.
Which seems
which
low.
You were like, I only get 75. Do you know what growth that is? I get like 3 followers a week.
No, but I've sent a lot of tweets also.
Half of them
also.
Are porn bots.
I feel bad for people who only have porn bots for the people that are following them, so they say, or that they're following. So that's kind of sad because they're just imaginary people. Totally
don't feel
their websites
bad. They don't do anything interesting to warrant followers, do they?
I don't know.
We at least try to be clever.
Yeah, I mean, sure we do.
That was witty right there.
I tried.
You're like, yeah, we do try to be funny and exciting.
The thing is there seems to be a lot of joke writers, a lot of people who write jokes.
There's a lot of people. I think what gets to me, there's a lot of people out there who really seem to want to do nothing in comedy, or they're funny online. They're incredibly funny. And it's like, what do you want to do? And it's like, oh, I work at the Pohanka dealership down the road. And you're like, do you moonlight as a stand-up? Do you do a radio show? Do you have a screenplay? No, I'm in accounts receivable. Yeah. It's frustrating, man. It's kind of heartbreaking.
To me, it's more like, I have 3 types of people that are following me right now, and I don't really know how I acquired these, but there's 3 types. One is the politicals, which I'll call them. And
it's
just
weird you have politicized followers. I don't.
I mean, big politics, like. I mean, not Mitt Romney's following me, but people who are under Mitt Romney, or they're under this, or they're under that.
Wait, how many followers are we talking about? Because that's all that matters. Like, you just want either attractive people that you'd want to sleep with, or very famous people following you on Twitter. Like, whenever you have a real friend who's joined up, and they have, like, 8 followers, and they follow you, you're just like, I have to follow back, and I hate this. You suck.
I mean, I don't mind to follow someone back, but the thing is, like, I don't have anything in common with these people, and I can't really.
How big are they follower-wise, though? You're saying like.
Oh, they're big. They're like 800,000 something.
People with 800,000 followers follow you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some of them have like 300.
God, what is it like to have breasts? Just tell me. Now, are they following a ton of other people? Look them up for God's sake.
I mean, they are following other people too.
How
many, though?
Is it like an amazingly small ratio? Like they're following 1,000?
Yeah, 2,000 or something. Yeah.
So you're on something of an exclusive list.
I guess so. One's a like a CEO. He's a bigwig.
Oh, really?
Started busting his
chops. Is it Lee Iacocca?
I don't know.
Is he DMing pictures of his junk?
He's got a zillion followers, though. But then you have to wonder, like, how many of these
You need to name some people. You cannot be this vague.
I don't.
You're like, you know, these political types, that could be Obama. I mean, what the hell?
It's not Obama, but they just, and they have a strong political following. Like, the one guy, he gets, his things reach over 500 favorites. Like, he's like, oh, this one just, but I don't even know what the tweets mean. Like, it's, you know, like.
All you have to do.
If you care about our Fourth Amendment, then you'll not even.
Have you mentioned our radio show? Ours, Allison, not mine, ours.
Have
you mentioned our radio show to people who have almost 1 million followers?
I mean, I do. I put it out there every week.
To these men?
But I only have, that's the thing, like I myself, because I've only been on 2 weeks, I only have 150 followers.
You have breasts. That's all that matters. You will have 100,000 followers in the wink of an eye.
Well, it hasn't happened yet. I mean, that's 2 weeks. I put in 2 weeks of hard time.
Really? 2 weeks of hard time and you have 150 followers. Yes. I know a lot of people that want to kill you right now.
Do they? I mean, is that good or is that low?
Like, that's impressive.
I mean, I don't know. Let's see.
It's a very impressive count. Anyhow, I'll put it this way. I got to be pretty damn funny to get all of mine.
I mean, it's kind of tough. And I'm not a night person. I'm a day person. So if I send out tweets during the day, they might as well just go in my trash can because who can see them? I only have 150 followers, but they themselves
I do not understand
thousands of followers.
There's this belief that there are these peak hours to Twitter. I don't think
there
it's
are.
True, though.
There are. It's very slow in the morning. I mean, at least for my, I mean, I'm following 184 people. 156 are following me.
Oh, so. You didn't tell me it was that lopsided. You're not miraculous at all. I thought you were following five people. You've made this entire segment. I look like an ass right now. You made a mockery of my every word up to this point.
Following 100 people is not crazy, you know?
It's true. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
To be following more than you have following you.
But I'm creeping up. It's creeping up. So I'm on the upside. You know,
are you enjoying Twitter so far? I think.
Yeah, I mean, but my number hasn't gone up
last week.
Really?
But.
I mean, I've had 180 since the beginning. I mean, I had to kind of follow a bunch of people to
get the ball rolling.
Yeah. So
did you find out the huge famous people that follow you that you should be yapping about Papa's basement to on a daily basis?
I don't know who these people are.
Just like say this. You'll show them your jugs if they retweet the links to the episode.
This person's got 25,000.
Who is he?
I don't know. Michael Notham. I don't know.
Who is this Michael Notham?
I don't know. We should
pass it over.
Why are we talking about? Why don't you look up my followers? There you go.
He's following 18,000 people.
Yeah, but I don't know who he is. And he's
no
in
one
politics.
Else does.
That's what I'm saying.
Come on. Where's your 800,000 man?
I don't know where he is. Let me see.
You were just, you played me. This whole segment was a house of lies.
It's not a house of lies. I don't know. Oh, my God.
You might as well have waltzed on and been like, oh, I'm followed by a bajillion kajillion people. Kim Kardashian follows me.
You messed up my page. But you know what I found, like, the funny people, the comedians and so forth? So some of them are big.
Did you find that most of them aren't funny and simply tweet, I'll be in Vegas this week at the Chuckle Hut?
No, they do some of that, but some of the ones that I'm following or that are following me, they...
Oh, comedians follow you, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who? Who of these comedians?
Let's see.
What is it like being a woman? Just tell me. Just a woman with big jugs. What is it like for 5 seconds?
I think, what's his name? I don't even know. This is terrible. What if they listen to the thing?
I could only be so lucky. There was some pretty girl on Twitter tweeting me the other day. And I clicked on her profile because, of course, when a hot girl talks to you, you're like, well, let's see if there's more photos of her in her photo stream. And I'm going through and her last couple of photos, there was one like an exasperated woman. I might have been one of those some E cards being like, why does every boy fall in love with me? Question mark. I'm like, oh, what a tough life. Oh, what a tough life to be so pretty that the only thing you can bitch about is every guy who interacts with you wants to screw you.
Yeah.
You know what? Dump some acid on your face, Harvey Dent. The problem will go right away.
And this guy follows me here, and he's been on TV. So, I mean, he's done things with...
Who is that? Graham Elwood?
Yeah.
I know that name.
Yeah. So, he follows me, but it's funny...
Oh, wait. I know it because you told it to me earlier this week.
Probably.
I had this moment of recognition. I'm like, wait a minute.
But he's done stuff with Adam Carolla and that Benson dude. I don't know.
Okay. That's good, though. You got some traction. You got some beefy followers.
No, but what I'm saying is it funny when you talk to these comedians who are just like yucking it up and they'll do these very clever tweets and all this stuff. And then you talk to them about their personal life and mm-hmm. what they're doing. And so I'll ask.
And then if you're a man, they don't respond or anything. But if you're Allison, continue.
But then you'll say, like, well, what are you doing tonight? Or, like, what's going on? And, you know.
And you'll get a six-tweet-deep reply. They're like, sorry, couldn't handle it in 140 characters. Let's keep going.
They'll say things like, you know what? I'm just at home sniffing this McDonald's wrapper, pretending it's a beautiful woman. And you're like, well, like, what about the nightlife? What about this?
And then your envelope, your little direct message box. Here's my number. Send something.
But I mean, they aren't really that, you know, they don't, that charisma doesn't carry over. Like the one guy.
No, they're stage performers.
Yeah.
People don't seem to get that. They're very, in my experience, not a lot of comedians are like brilliant off the cuff. Like maybe Louis C.K. is, Dave Attell, but a lot of Jim Norton.
Yeah.
A lot of guys, though, it's about memorizing an act, performing an act, being like, oh, that second pause didn't work right there. Let's not do that. But it's very repetitive. It's very methodical. You're kind of...
And I mean, they are good at it. I mean, there are some. But this guy, the one he does, he performs in Chicago. He has his own show. The big show is like 10:30 on Saturdays. That's what he does.
But I know how comedy works, Alice.
I know. But what I'm saying is that I said, you know, when was your last good date?
He also does two shows on Friday. Sometimes one on Sunday.
Anyway, he says he hasn't been late in a year and he can't even remember his last dates. And
you know who says that? Guys looking to bang a girl. You don't want to sound like a whore.
I guess. But why would you have to say a year?
Like
why
a year's a nice round number.
It's a long time.
I'm approaching it myself. Kind of want to hang myself.
But that's what I'm saying. A lot of people, they seem to be like you. But why doesn't that... Me, I'm a lively, outgoing person.
Yeah.
And if I did an act...
And you get
your
oil changed every week.
I don't talk about when I get my oil changed.
Okay.
I'm a lady. But what I'm saying is that I don't... like. I mean, why can't that personality just... carry through in your everyday life? Like, why aren't you just, so you're slaying people online, but why don't you just slay people in real life too, you know? Like, why doesn't
for me,
that
it's because there's kind of real world inhibitions and being on stage or behind a mic or whatever eliminates
you know, you don't want to be like the Vegas guy, like, hey, do I have any people celebrating their anniversary tonight? You two look, you know, you don't want to be doing that. You don't want to be the piano man without his piano. But
Liberace, like, with just a candelabra, you mean?
Yeah, or that. But I'm saying, like, why doesn't that? I mean, you talk to them and you're like, well, what are you getting ready to do today? Like, what's happening? They're like, I might finish this crossword puzzle. I've got to check the mail. You're like, wow.
Well, I think sometimes some people, they just put it out there on stage or in their product, if that makes sense. And in their day-to-day life, they're almost passive and kind of just absorbing what goes around them. They're a viewer. They perceive things and then they filter it out. And that's how they make their product.
I guess. Yeah.
I think maybe if you're out there doing so much, you're not sitting back and perceiving a ton.
I guess. I mean.
So I think a lot of people who are introspective and they're not the most proactive, perhaps.
I guess not. But it's funny
you're kind of reactive. You're like, well. Because think about so much comedy. This happened to me. This happened to me. This happened to me. It wasn't, I did this. I did this. I made this happen.
I guess.
All these things happen to you, and
you're
sorting out the
humor. But they seem like somebody totally different. I mean, I get that when you're performing, and I get that as an actress.
Well, I get that sometimes, too.
Yeah.
People meet me, and they're like, wow, you're not like as loud and obnoxious as you are on the radio. I was like, what do you expect? I don't have to show host. I want to sit back off the air. I want to be left alone. I pray that the HBO movie of the week is a good one every Saturday at 8 p.m. or yeah. whenever the hell they put it out.
But it's like there's not any middle ground. It just seems so far apart, you know? I mean, I get someone that cooks all day in a restaurant or, you know, they say the, you know, the plumber's sink always leaks, you know?
Yeah. And my dad was a locksmith and we had the worst damn locks on earth. That's not a joke.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you come home and you don't want to do that. And I'm not saying you have to be on, but there should be some kind of happy medium for someone who's just so over the top, it seems like. But really, these fellas.
Did you sleep with James Dean and he was a lousy lay? Is that where we're going with this?
Kind of. I mean, but what is your experience with women? Like, when you talk to women and they're clever and they're funny and they're all over the place, I mean, do you...
Online?
Yeah. And then you talk to them offline. Are they just like... Ribbit. They're just like the WB frog without the top hat and show tunes. They're just like...
It comes in different degrees. I think everyone has their level of personal contact where they can freak out. Like, you'll talk to some people online and then get onto the phone with them.
Yeah.
And they'll clam up. They'll be like, I'm sorry, I can't handle phones. And they're really only funny if they had the time to type things out and think about it for a second. Then you have people who are fine with phones as well. They're quick-witted, but you meet them face-to-face.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of like, hi. You know, they immediately become the little Asian geisha, like, just quiet, bowed. And then not everyone clams up like that. There are some people who translate the online persona. Like, I've always said, for me, if anyone was met, my only real screw up socially is I'm not the guy who can see like a hot girl across the bar and just walk up and be like, hey.
Well, that's what the comedian said. The one guy that I was talking to, he has a lot of followers. I think like 25,000 or something like that. Like in that range or whatever. But he says... Like, I'll say, well, what about your date or how do you meet people? He said, oh, I really don't. I just, when I have downtime, I watch movies and I'm to myself. And he says, I guess the people that I meet are probably the comedy girls.
But
because I'm such
a
strong performer, they're intimidated by me. And I was like, well, are they expected to make the first move? It's kind of like guys, it's been this way since the beginning of time, you know, boys chase girls. So why not just...
That's
go
what they say.
Out.
I don't know if it's really the case, but that is what they say.
I mean, it just is. I mean, whether you follow that rule, not that every man doesn't like a chick to come on to them or to pick them up or whatever. I mean, it is always...
I don't know if it's
make...
quite as lopsided. A lot of women buy into that, and they really think biologically it isn't like that lopsided.
But whether we think it or not, that's just the way it is. I mean, we've had this conversation before. If the two of us went somewhere, I mean, I'm going to get chatted up much
right
more.
Now. That's like you saying...
But that's the same way online.
We're in the deep south in 52, and some black guy gets like his head beaten in for whistling at a white broad. You're just like, that's just the way it is. And I'm like, well, it wasn't always that way. There's a time.
I know.
And I'm saying
I'm
the same
not,
thing. Like, in caveman days, I don't think we can say like definitively in our DNA, some guy is just like walking out, grabs his club, beats in a saber-toothed tiger for its making his cape for the day and picking his teeth with its fangs. And then he points at the cave bitch he wants. He's like, bleh, and he screws it. Maybe the cave bitch once in a while was the one doing the picking.
I mean, maybe, but I think from what history shows, it's kind of like men approach women and women were kind of the backstreet.
What recorded history shows? Yeah. That's a small sliver of human history.
But even in my own experience, whether it's online or in person, women attract more.
Well, your own experience only is like 55 years, so.
That's true. That's true.
Subtle age dig.
I should be knitting right now or something. No, but I think that, I mean, so boys chase girls. So anyhow, he says that he's too intimidating. And I was like, well, why do you have to, like, if you're so intimidating and you're the man in charge, then why don't you just ask all these chicks out? He goes, I don't do that.
That
so
is
he lacks
real,
kind of the game, I guess, is what
that
I'm
is
saying.
A very real gap. If you remember, there was a time, I want to say like mid to late 2000s, where pickup was getting very big. One of the guys, Mystery, had a show on VH1 about picking up chicks, the art of pickup and stuff.
Oh, my.
And that author, Neil Strauss, had the...
is that the real flamboyant kind of guy or whatever? And he's not really...
Peacocking and stuff. Yeah. Neil Strauss is the little bald Jewish dude who just crushes a ton of ass. Because they do these tricks and they run routines and all that junk. But I remember in one of the Neil Strauss did a book about that community. I read it. Good read. I think The Game or something, Secrets of the Game or something like that. It had The Game in the title. Look it up. It's fun. But he said, I think at some point, he's become kind of a pickup guru.
Yeah.
And there are literally rock stars who will come to him and be like, I don't know how to pick up women. And right. initially, his reaction was like, yours. And he's like, dude, you're a rock star. Point.
That's right.
Look at the audience. Point. Yeah. Ta-da. But then he came to conclude, if you don't have that sort of game, it's even more paralyzing when you're in a position where everyone in society expects you to be this total ass crusher.
Right.
Like, imagine the firefighter, the good-looking firefighter with a six-pack, and he's scared of women.
Yeah.
It's just totally incongruous.
I've seen that, but then they're not necessarily...
No, a famous comedian has even more pull than that.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, to be so outlandish. Like, a firefighter is not... I mean, maybe in the fire hall.
He is, though. He's a firefighter, runs into a blazing building. How much braver do you need to get?
No, it's not about bravery, but he isn't necessarily boasting and bragging and, you know, having all this charisma and whatever. Like, people can be shy.
He's putting out a product, like a sexually appealing product.
I guess.
Let's put it that way. Yeah. He's putting it out strong, the firefighter.
But, I mean, there are extraordinarily attractive women who kind of lack that, too. Like, they don't realize how beautiful they are.
Yeah, but they'll never want for men. That is the huge difference.
Yeah.
Because they can think whatever they want,
yeah.
and it will certainly lead to them being screwed up in relationships and having bad self-esteem, but they will never want for men.
No, because boys chase girls.
There will always be
I said.
Another guy around the hill saying,
agree.
Hey, guess what?
Yeah.
You're great, and I'm going to screw you till you think right. And then he'll leave 6 months later being like, wow, that crazy bitch.
Yeah.
Now... I think if someone's physically attractive as a man, you will get approached somewhat. And I think if you put out that charismatic package, you will get hit on somehow as well. Like what that guy's saying, like, I haven't been laid in a year. He must be really fleeing from it.
I mean, he's divorced. I mean, he did have a relationship, but I mean, he's been divorced for 5 years. But then he also talks about having, you know, a relationship with someone kind of like Ed Norton. Isn't it Ed Norton that's it? No, not Ed Norton. Jim Norton.
Jim Norton.
There's a difference.
No. Both dashingly handsome men.
But talking about like these online type of relationships that you foster and you're kind of...
They're
you know,
great.
Yeah.
They're amazing. They're so convenient.
Yeah. So I guess he had one of those, but they never...
Oh, like someone... For those, I should fill in the blank. Jim Norton did on his advice show a segment... Not really a segment, but he handled a call. And he brought up the fact he's a comedian, but anyone can have these, has had more or less online relationships. They existed completely online where you meet someone via, let's say, Twitter and you guys tweet and then it becomes texting and emailing and calling and stuff, but you never really meet.
Yeah.
And it runs almost the life cycle of a relationship with this building intimacy and then stagnation into death.
Yeah.
What? That's how it
goes. That's how it happened for this person. But it's just funny because he is very charismatic online, but it just personality is like, you know what? I just want, you know, grandma's cookies and, you know, to have a wife with the picket fence and the porch. And it's very subdued and it's not like all of the like act type stuff, you know?
Is he a raunchy act?
I never heard his act, so I don't know if it's
way
raunchy.
To make him feel small then. You're talking about this guy and he's looking for the right one and he's putting all this time into you. And you're like, I don't really know what he's about. I don't even remember his Twitter handle. He's just this puss.
You're going to get me killed.
Just this whiny little puss. I let puss all over me sometimes.
I don't say
with
that.
With his puss words.
I mean, he's very funny. So, but you can tell like he's just, it's a slow pace, comparatively speaking.
A lot of comedians say that, though.
And this other guy, he's a
writer.
I don't
know many comedians that have normal dating lives because you're either going town to town.
Yeah.
If you're a real grinder of a comedian and maybe you're coming back home sometimes, but you're out on the road a lot, at which point you're going to screw. There are comedy groupies.
Yeah.
Who just go out to these clubs and bang funny people, which to me seems so much weirder than a radio groupie. Like I would, or I'm sorry, a rock groupie.
Yeah.
Radio doesn't have groupies. Believe me. We do, and you don't want them. Oh, you don't want them. The girl's really into radio shows.
Oh, that's not nice to say about your fans.
I'm talking more terrestrial, because what we do is so online. They can be into websites or whatever, and that's fine, because you'll find really sexy girls into the Chive and stuff like that. Like, it isn't weird being into an online product. I'm just saying the chicks who are into, like, you know, the Bear 105.1 and all the guys behind that microphone, that is a weird breed of girl.
Oh, my. Yeah, I've never been into that myself, because I'm not into anything, remember?
Oh, yeah, of course. You're purely apathetic. You just...
Yeah.
You're like a whale straining baleen.
Yeah, and so the sports people, too. Like, I have no... I don't know what all these sports bloggers and sports people...
You're like, I just have all these famous people following me, John. I don't know how to handle it.
It's not about fame. I want to interact with people. I enjoy that. And
so are you saying you suck at interacting online?
No.
Even though you're amazing in person?
No.
What a cruel irony.
No, I actually am good at interacting with others when there's something in common. But if you're just...
You're both on Twitter.
Yeah, but...
That's all you need.
Yeah, but... Samansky stealing second from the Bears. Like, I don't know what that means. Like, are the Bears playing? Is that a good thing that he stole it? I don't know.
Guys don't care that you're not into their profession.
Yeah, but then how do I interact with them on Twitter?
Just flirt. Same,
direct message and stuff.
I guess, yeah.
I mean.
Or just say hi. I don't know.
Yeah, like send them a tweet that says hello. And then it's just
I mean, Stephen Hawking is married. Do you think his wife talks about, like, string theory and wormholes to him? She's like, hey, you want your balls fondled tonight? Yes. That's how their interactions go.
Oh, my
You don't
goodness.
Have to relate to someone through their profession.
Yeah, but if that's what all their tweets are about, then how can
that's
I...
That's the professional product they're putting out.
Yeah, I guess. I mean... But I don't relate
I don't
to them.
To
I don't
you.
Know how they relate to me. That's what I'm
it's
saying.
Like, it's like you're following the KFC account. And you're like, man, all this thing tweets about is fried chicken. Does not shut up.
That's what I'm saying. If I didn't know what chicken was, then I'm thinking, why are you following me? I can't.
You could just be like, you have a smart mustache and beard and nice little bow tie thing.
Did you get that nickname in the military, Colonel?
Yeah. How many purple hearts? That's what you do. That's the start.
Oh, my.
That's everyone likes to laugh.
Buttermilk for bravery.
Unless you're Asian.
They don't like to laugh.
Ah, it interrupts their math drills.
Oh, mom. That wasn't very nice. So, yeah. So that's my experience there. I mean, it's just kind of funny. I mean, people just put it out there. They're like these wild, crazy, zany, like a Dane Cook
just
performance.
Just be funny. Everyone likes funny.
I agree.
And everyone likes boobs. You don't have to do anything. You could type the messages like that happen when my cat hops on the keyboard to someone. And they'll just be like, I don't know what you meant, but hey, gorgeous.
I've gotten a few of those.
Yeah.
Someone said.
That's all you have to do.
Someone said, I'm not sure if those are real words or if you made them up, but
you will never
I'm
understand
listening.
The gender gap and how cruel it is and how much work guys have to put into it and how little women have to put into it.
No, I do understand.
I was screwing off on that little matching app Tinder.
Yeah.
And there's girls who are just hot.
Yeah.
And the extent of their profile is, hi, Tinder! Exclamation. That's all they have to do. And guys are going to be going nuts for them because they have big jugs.
Wow.
And as a dude, you have to have this witty profile. It's like, here are my good photos. I don't want to be... You know, I want to bust balls, but not be too intimidating, yada, yada. So much work goes into it. A girl is just in a sports bra, says, hello, world, and that's it. She
that's
just
enough.
Rewrote the rules. Bam, mic dropped. She's done.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, but that's funny, though, because I think what my whole thing was, getting back to this, is that it really kind of fits you and your profile, too. Like, you're very clever, and your writing is very rich. And
yes, it is.
It really is.
All
and
of
makes,
which is found at inpapasbasement.com.
It makes me laugh, you know. And really, to get a chuckle out of me if I'm by myself, it's rare for me. Like, I don't find everything funny. I told you I went to that improv show, and it was one of the big fat comedians. I don't know who it is.
Did he fall and then you laughed?
Who? And he's married to a hot wife.
Like
Ray.
A hot wife, like they sleep around?
No.
Like cuckold thing? No. Oh, hot wife with a space in the middle.
Yeah, and he
Ralphie
named,
May?
Yes, because he named his kids Tuesday and something, or Spring and something that plays off of. But anyhow, he was sitting in the front row. But again, it was a lot of those kind of parallel observations. So I wasn't laughing out loud like black people in theaters and those kinds of things.
Oh, we'll get to that story.
Anyhow,
we got 30 minutes for that one.
I was sitting front row and he says, "Lady, these are the jokes." And he like called me out in front of everybody. Uh-huh. But I'm thinking, you know what? I didn't say anything.
You should have said, "Well, then where are the punchlines, fatso?"
I was thinking, well, they're not funny. I mean, I thought it to myself, but I'm not.
What horrible crowd work. What a hack. Really? Lady, these are the jokes. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Shecky Green wants his
I think as a comedian, you want everyone to be that hyena laughing person. But to me, that's annoying. Like, that's not even genuine, really. You know, just.
Sometimes I want to sit there like an autistic. I know what you mean.
Yeah, and I mean, to me, when I've gone to comedy shows, like there's the hypnosis guy, Flip Orley or whatever. I've seen his shows a couple times, and he's a very seasoned performer. Like, just to go to his show.
Yeah, he's like the Amazing Jonathan with those, like, maxi pads on his forehead. Or
I don't know about that.
You've never seen Amazing Jonathan?
No, but he's very, you can just tell he's just done it so long. Yeah. Like, he knows his thing, and the show is entertaining. It is fun. But then you get those people who are just laughing hysterically, and you're thinking, you know, those are the people who have a very
kill flip soul inside.
I think you want people to laugh, but
when Flip is hanging himself from the shower of a Motel 6, he'll be hearing
to
those
me,
laughs.
That's and you haven't even gotten to the punchline yet. You know what I mean? You're like, I was in the shower and I unwrapped the soap, and people are uproariously laughing. Yeah. You're like, I'm not there yet. Like, you should shut up. Like, let me, you know, this joke that I worked on, especially the people who actually
work on an
act. You want to
earn it. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, I guess you can't relate. I mean, I was going to say something sexual, like walk into a room and, you know, some woman's there waiting with her legs open. But, I mean, guys will just want for that.
I have to kill a lot of Christians and go to Allah before I get that.
But I'm saying, you know, yeah, I don't like those people. Those people get on my nerves. Just. Uproariously laughing for nothing. They're the people who laugh at the Stooges and the pratfalls, and like, to me,
don't drag them through the come on.
They've been dragged enough. They didn't get paid for crap. They apparently worked for free for 50 years.
They were Jewish, yet they got screwed in entertainment contracts.
I started to see a piece of that movie, and I'm so glad I didn't go to the theater for that, because they just played it on something. But I couldn't even get
the one with Sofia Vergara and Kate Upton and Larry.
Well, your cousin's in it.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. Oh,
or your second cousin or whatever.
Some bit of my family plays one of the young ones.
Yeah.
I think he's young Curly. No, wait. Curly's the big. There's Mo, Larry, and Curly.
Yeah, I don't know. Larry's the crazy haired one.
I don't. I know Shemp is the sucky one.
Curly's the bald one. And Mo's
Curly's the bald one.
Yeah, and Moe's got the black hair. There
yeah.
You go.
Okay. He was young Larry Fine. Hold on. Larry Fine. Yeah. I can do an impression sometimes. Hey, Mo. That's all I got.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
No, that was Curly.
Yeah.
Nyuk, Curly nyuk, did nyuk, the whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah. No, but I just saw a piece of it the other day, and your mom and I were supposed to go to the theater and see it, and I'm glad we didn't, because it was
Yeah, and you
garbage.
Left, and she had to see it with another friend.
No.
After you left her in the lurch.
That's not how that went down, but if you want to go over that story, we can.
Clutching her colostomy bag in the rain.
She was like, I didn't know you were going to invite other people. I can't go there. Did you tell your
She's
friend?
She's old. The world scares her. What do you want? The world's been scaring her since she was 42.
Why, though? Like, that is
It's
just,
scary. It Did isn't. You hear someone got murdered the other day?
Somebody got shot at Costco. Did you hear about that?
No. Somebody's... Now I can never shop again.
Don't tell your mom.
She doesn't go anyhow. All I do is dutifully check
in from
there. Do you
have a bulletproof vest?
Like, hey, I'm in Costco. How much money are you going to cost me this time?
John Wayne.
Crab cakes, toilet paper.
Why is John in camouflage? He's got to go get his mom some
Costco
muffins.
To me is just cheap Rogaine.
Yeah.
And protein shakes. That's it.
Costco
I rarely
is
buy
everything
anything
for
else
me.
From them.
I mean, their products.
When I had a freezer and fridge of my own, yes, yeah. Costco stocked my entire place. But now that I live in a tinfoil hell, Allison.
Every time you open that fridge, it's like Tetris pieces fall out. And you can never stack them again.
I can't deal with the hoarding. Like, zone out
it's
of where I live.
It's food Jenga. It's bad. It's really not good. That is really... The freezer, forget it. I've never been in there. You need a spotter.
I don't comprehend the rationale of I'm going to store so much food that 80% of what I store is hidden and will rot in the back.
You know, my mom, she had this thing, and I was talking to somebody else about this the other day. My mom had this thing where she didn't like the trash to smell. My neighbor, that's who it was, was telling me about it. She didn't like her sons just putting food trash in the trash, like to put it in a grocery plastic bag and then tie it in a knot so it doesn't stink up the place. And then you don't have to take out your trash as much. Well, what my mom would do is, my mom was this terrible, god-awful, nasty cook. It's no secret. It's disgusting. But she would put things in Tupperware and then just let them become a science project. So they were either brown or green, and liquid would be on the bottom and some foam lardy crust would be on the top. And it would just turn into something
else. It would look
else.
Like terraforming, like the birth of a planet.
Oh, it's just not good. But my mom had this thing too where she didn't like the trash to smell like trash. And my mom's like, I don't want the garbage smelling like garbage. And so as a kid, as this is like brings back horrible memories and why my fridge is so tidy, it scares people. I'm just the other way. Like when they open it, they go, whoa, everything's in lines. Everything's
I want to see everything. That's all I ask. It doesn't have to be perfect. I just want to look in and not be like, oh, where is that rotini I had the other day? The duck à l'orange. I can't. I hate it when food just disappears.
My mother would make me take these science projects with my bare hands and put them in the toilet and flush the toilet. So I would have to stick my hand in this gelatinous surprise with lumps and bumps, and you didn't even know what it was. The smells when you would peel off and burp the lids.
The life of Ralphie Mays made.
Oh, God. It was so disgusting.
And me still, Ralph. You clog toilet again.
Me, I'd be in there in tears. Someone, please don't make me.
Just battling it.
And
with
I would ask
oar,
her, I was
like
can I put a bag on my hand or something?
No. Flush the toilet first.
My mom's like, it's food. Just put it in there. And I'd be like, it used to be food. Now it's something else.
It took me until adulthood when I was like cleaning my own dishes and would every so often touch food that had been in the sink to process that. Because I was the same way. Like the instant food got off a plate and like water touched it and washed out its color or something, it became like an inch above a turd on the dirt spectrum.
It's so disgusting. And I was one of those kids who was so picky. Like I didn't like my food to touch. So here, this is the ultimate. I didn't like it on day one. I didn't like it to touch each other. Now you've left it in there, becoming another
crossbreed.
Yeah. And now you want me to touch it with my bare hands and put it in the toilet. Like there's no window. There's no ventilation. My eyes are tearing up. I mean, it's just,
What do you want, man? Old women are nuts. I don't know what to tell you. You've been around my house. Have you seen the tinfoil hell it's become?
It's unreal.
I don't know what has gone on.
We should have taken pictures.
We'll put them up. Remind me for this episode. We'll put them up.
It's unreal.
My mom, for the longest time, was nuts about tinfoil.
Yeah.
If food was out, put tinfoil on it, John. That'll cover it.
Awful.
That'll keep it warm, and
my
that'll keep the flies
too.
Out.
I think it was kind of an older thing. It must have been one of those first
it's
preservation products.
It's just an old person thing. I think it must predate.
I don't use it.
Who does?
There's so many other
it's
better.
It's foldable metal. I don't know. Am I going to make a sword out of it? I don't get the point.
It's not good.
Unless I'm making a little suit of armor I can march around in, there's nothing tinfoil can do for me.
It does help to keep foods cold or warm, but basically I just use it
to... Do you know when that stopped mattering? When you got a working fridge and a microwave.
I just use it as a lazy man's cookie sheet. Like it doesn't conduct heat, so I don't need pot holders or anything. You just put a sheet in there and you just take it out with your bare hands, you know? So
the house has just slowly been covered
in tin
more
foil.
And more in tin foil.
But what is her reasoning?
It's like watching
the
Terminator get beat up. And just as the movie goes on, there's more and more chrome peering through the flesh.
Yes.
Well, now it's the end. It's after Kyle Reese blew up the truck and the Terminators come out of the fire. And we're just talking solid metal levels.
Wow.
Well, okay. We've gone from strips of tinfoil of all sizes to put over the food that waits for dear brother William.
Yeah.
If he's coming home. And
but you also have to mention that, I don't know if you've talked about this before, but there is no like common open space.
There's
anywhere.
No space on a counter whatsoever.
Right. You have a washer and dryer also in the kitchen, which are completely covered with papers. So it's like papers, newspapers, her purse.
Everything's covered.
Yes.
It's walking into a human hamster's cage.
Yeah, there's no...
Mine is poop in the food bowl.
Yeah. There's no food prep area. There's no nothing.
No. You have to push it all aside whenever you need to work in
the dishes,
any area.
And even her dishes, the clean dishes, the drainer there is full of dishes, and that's where they're stored. They're not only
clean. They're never put away because that's where older dishes sit, Allison. Right.
But I'm trying to paint a picture here. Yes. Like there's no space.
And hard candy from the original Bush presidency.
Who knows? I wouldn't.
Oh, I've dug some out recently.
I've seen your sip cups.
All the old cups. Nothing is actually stored in cabinets.
No.
I mean, she's this close. She needs to keep a dead pet in the freezer to officially be a hoarder. That's it.
But
and
she
no
does.
Help is sought.
The thing is, though, the slight difference, though her room is that way.
Well, she's not like pissing in buckets or something. I guess
no, but
that
the dining room and the living room, the common areas, the main common areas, are pretty tidy. They're pretty clean.
Dining room has lots of paper piles. Don't
yeah, but that could be
around.
Because her dining room also doubles as an office. I think a lot of people's desks are office. So I'm giving her that one.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's atrocious to me, but you know what I mean?
And you have to understand, I grew up in this.
Yeah.
So the times when I was a functional adult and I was out of the house, my house was very clean.
But her room, her personal full bath, she has a full bath in her room. Her room.
Which is filled to the top with old
baby
jackets.
The hallways, your room, you know, William's old room, they're just like snake paths. The kitchen is just, it's a snake path to get through anyhow.
It's not like current seasons of Hoarders, but like the late episodes of Hoarders season one, where they're kind of running out of good targets. It's right around there.
Yeah.
It's right around there. So what's happened?
Yeah.
She read somewhere.
Yes.
Okay. The past few weeks.
Right.
The kittens.
Right.
Which are now 8 month old. The orange tabby boy.
Yeah, he
Brooks
looks like a lion.
He's a gorilla.
Yeah, he's huge. I mean, his paws look like catcher's mitts. They're just
he's gigantic, huge. And he's only 8 months old. He's just going to get bigger.
Brutish,
And the girl she's lighter, so she's even springier.
But she's more rambunctious. She's more active and hoppy. And
well, they've been hopping up on the kitchen counter, the kitchen tables.
How they can do that is beyond me anyhow, but I get that.
They find room. And that's part of the reason that they hop up there. There's food all over the counters, which really there shouldn't be.
Right. Yeah.
So she can't have that because, of course, that's the filthy aspect of the house.
Right.
Not everything else wrong with it. That.
I know.
The cat's paws, which admittedly,
I
wouldn't want cat's paws up on my food prep area if I was able to prep food there.
You can't.
It's smeared its own poop, burying it in sand. I get it.
Yeah.
It's not the cleanest thing, but it doesn't freak me out either.
Yeah.
You try to just shape their behaviors.
Correct.
You give them a little pat when you catch them.
The
you spray
gun.
Them in the face.
Yeah.
And you say, bad cat. Nice. And it runs away. And then 5 seconds later, you feel bad and you pet it. So it loves you again.
I gotcha.
Somewhere online, because she's like, what do we do? She's frantic as she sees this happening. Yeah. She's just crying. She's like, John, none of the cats have ever done this before. You might as well think. These cats
learn. The sky is falling. She's a henny
penny. Yeah, a street gang.
Yeah.
And they're plotting to kill us as part of their initiation. She's losing it. And I'm like, it takes a while to shape behaviors. I don't know a kid you can actually talk to.
Right.
It takes forever to teach him something.
Right.
Much less a cat, which is 8 months old. So it's probably even got a maturing cat brain.
Right.
People never think about that. They just see a cat and they're like, oh, it's as smart as a cat's ever going to be. But it's hell, you don't see like a 2-year-old and you're like, that's as smart as a human's ever going to be. Like a little puppy, it's going to get smarter as it gets older, right? Just kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
So maybe the cats will be more teachable in a couple of months.
Yeah.
She picks up somewhere that tin foil keeps them off surfaces, that they hate it.
Yeah.
Which is dumb. They love shiny crap. I don't know who spread this false.
Well, I was thinking maybe it was the noise. That's why I said, I mean, because it, you know, maybe can startle them.
Care. You just hear them walking slowly and deliberately on the tinfoil. They could care less that tinfoil's all over.
But it's everywhere now. It's covering all of those. It's like
the
everything.
Has... She called from work and was like, I've heard tinfoil. I just went, oh no. Oh no. There will be more of this stuff. I got back from work.
Yeah.
Every counter, every kitchen is now covered in tinfoil. It's her wet dream come true. Just more uses for tinfoil. Getting back to Ralphie May, it would be like him calling his wife, like, I've heard I can lose weight eating custard.
Yes.
It's that level of dream for this tinfoil addict.
Yeah. I mean, it's just everything has a tinfoil hat except for her, which really she's the only one that needs one.
I don't get it. I don't want to throw her under the bus without her here, but hell, yeah. It was an easy segment. But I'm going nuts, man. I don't know.
I mean, we really do. I mean, you think we're embellishing it. You think that we're exaggerating, but he's really not. I mean,
I'm not.
I mean, there's tin foil everywhere.
I'm not.
Yeah.
She just opened a couple of rolls of tin foil and put it all over
the place. I was going to say you have a pantry kitchen or a galley kitchen, but really.
What is a galley kitchen?
It's not an eat-in kitchen, but you actually do have an eat-in kitchen.
Yeah,
it's just
once.
It's so full of clutter.
You mean the chairs that are around the kitchen table are supposed to be where people sit to eat? Because they're bookshelves here.
They're not. And they're pot storage and everything else.
No, the oven is pot storage, too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, God forbid you forget that and just flip the oven on and smell delicious burning plastic.
But a lot of people do that, so I can give her that one. A lot of people do. So, but yeah, she's got like the book / spice / pasta storage thing in there.
Also like a china cabinet that just kind of sits there because it was old and wooden from her mother's house and she couldn't throw that away.
Yeah. I mean, she really does have trouble with that, getting rid of stuff. So it's not only collecting new things and all that.
I had to deal with a hoarder at work the other day.
Oh, really?
Oh, just the worst customer I ever had.
Why?
Just a hard of hearing bitch.
At her own residence or somewhere?
Oh, her own residence. Yeah. I had to go there two different days, pissed and moaned about the prices, wanted to intellectually belittle me because she's like, well, I run a business, and this is how you handle things.
Wow.
I could do an entire episode on it. I'm not. That would probably be mildly unprofessional. But she, too, had a home that looked exactly...
like your mom.
Like my mom's.
Wow.
Where I'm not going to say I was wading through filth everywhere.
Yeah.
But everything was stacked up.
Yeah.
Everything was stored. I had to get to one of the doors to work on it. I had to move a massive wooden bookshelf myself. That was fun and not beyond the call of duty.
Wow.
Got spider webs all over my face. And then, of course, you can't throw anything away. So I replaced a bunch of doorknobs in her house, them in a box. I'm like, where can I put these? She's like, whoa, that's heavy metal. You have to recycle that stuff, buddy. I cannot tell you the boner I popped the instant I drove 2 feet down the street. Opened one of her neighbor's trash cans. I went, kaboom. Oh, God. I was steering with it for a couple feet. Tommy Lee's got nothing on me.
That is crazy.
Horrible.
That is so ridiculous.
It just seems like single older women are prone to it, man.
I guess, but my mom,
this broad is only like 50 or some crap.
I mean, my mom's 60, but she's tidy. I mean, she kind of is more of a collector of things now, I think. But she's very tidy. And our house was always clean.
Collector of things, not filth.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, but that's the other
thing
that you should mention.
Like, she has little glass knickknacks.
Your
mom, Hank Hill's
mom fancies
collected.
Herself as a clean person. And I think
it's very funny. Yeah.
Yeah. I think as her person, as herself, she probably is very clean.
She's certainly, yeah. She's bathed daily. Yeah, I've never been like, mom, your ass stinks.
No.
I don't want you prepping my food you didn't wipe today.
No,
she's
but the
fine.
Environment and the milieu for which, like, you're prepping and all the foil and everything, like, that's all collecting dirt and dust and grossness. And with the cats getting on it, the foil then crinkles, and so you're just harboring more dirt and filth.
I just close my eyes to it. It's just a bed where I crash. The rest of the time, I'm out working.
Yeah, yeah.
Storing money like a Jewish squirrel.
But what I'm saying is that it's funny in the sense that she fancies herself a very clean person.
Of course.
But it is a disaster. I mean, it really is very,
very few
gross.
People can really look in the mirror and kind of appraise where their life is. I can. That's why I'm very depressed.
I mean, that's why she's saying that I gave you skin problems.
Of course. Yeah, I have very light, seborrheic dermatitis or whatever.
Which is just a bogus term.
Which means my face gets a little itchy and flaky sometimes.
But it's not even your whole face. You have one little patch on an eyebrow and one little patch behind your ear.
Touch on the cheek. Touching the cheek here and there. It really doesn't matter, though. It bugs me so little. I waited 9 months for my yearly trip to the dermatologist to get my liver checked for my hair pills to report it. I don't care.
No, but I'm saying that's ridiculous. Now she's saying,
John, the cats gave it to me. Yeah. And it's from people sitting on my pillow.
Yeah.
And it's apparently a yeast. I want to be like, some of the boxes I've eaten? How about we go right to the... Because it's also at the corners of my mouth and the mustache, so... Let's call a spade a spade.
That's what I told her.
So. I probably ate a batch of bad veg, and now I got face fungus. It happens. You put some cream on, you get on with your life.
You should put that on your Tinder.
Exactly. Recovering from a heaping helping of bad vagina.
I eat bad box, and I don't mind talking about it on the radio. Yeah. You want to be famous? Put your box on my crust. Nasty.
Ride the lightning, ladies. Sit here.
Wow. That is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's out of control. But, I mean, you really got to give these people a visual of that because it's just...
Remind me. I'll post the tinfoil photos. I don't care.
Yeah, it's unreal.
Honey Badger don't care.
I mean, just every surface.
I don't
want
to throw her under the bus, but I guess once in a while I should do this stuff just to keep a reality check. Because I forget what it is to be free and normal. But
there are a lot. I mean, she's not alone. I mean, they have a show, Hoarders, because there are hoarders. You know what I mean?
I want to say it is a greater percentage of older women that mimic her behavior than don't.
Men do it too. I mean, men.
Men aren't as bad. I think part of it is because women, if we're going to do caveman stereotyping behavior, women are gatherers. And if you're left to their own gathering devices, they just gather and gather and gather.
Yeah. Yeah, but my dad, he's not a hoarder, but he has a condo, and his condo is just a boxing.
I like that line just on its own. He's not a hoarder, but he owns a condo.
Well, I'm saying he has a small space, and it has become a boxing.
He's not a racist, but he played Nintendo once. There's just no flow to that.
And he likes corn on the cob. Yeah. But my point is that he has a condo, but it is full, and it could double as like a boxing museum. Like, he's really into fighters and boxing.
I think when guys get weird like that, it's for a very specific purpose. Like, there's a lot of action figures around or old comics. Whereas women, it's just like trinkets.
It's novelties. They like novelties and, tchotchkes and limoges.
What's a limoge?
It's like miniature.
Is that the janitor that works here?
I don't think so. Is he French? we just gave him a fancy nickname. I'm not sure. I don't know. It's ridiculous. I mean, I'm just not. I've never been that way. And I think because my mom was extraordinarily tidy, but the whole fridge situation was very the freezer burn and stuff. Our freezer was so bad as a kid.
I've learned to identify that via just a sniff. I guess that's not like that great.
We didn't have
it's smelly though, isn't it?
We didn't.
I'm just bragging. I've learned to identify when someone took a horrible dump in the bathroom by smelling it. I think freezer burn anyone can detect.
Oh my. No, but I mean, it would just get overgrown, and I can remember trying to have it to chisel it out and stuff. And I remember just.
That's horrible. The fridge right now is pooling with water at the bottom because the freezer burned out from having so much junk in it. And of course she's like, well, one time I read that a more stuffed freezer is more efficient. No kidding, you're cooling more things in the same space. She loves pseudoscience to support her weird beliefs. Cannot get enough.
It is so goofy.
Oh god, if she were in Africa right now, she would be the witch doctor being like, just screw a virgin, it cures AIDS. I read it once.
Not good.
I read it once on a stone tablet in the middle of the Sahara.
I had gotten my hand stuck. I was replacing a ice cube tray, and my hand was wet, and I put it in there, and my hand got stuck against, it's kind of like the tongue and Christmas Story on the wet pole, you know, just got your tongue stuck. My hand got stuck in the freezer, and I remember screaming for help. And when I took my finger out, it was literally a whitish green. My whole finger was just
frostbite that quick.
It was disgusting. I thought I was never going to use this hand again. Yeah. And I was screaming for help. And my mom's like, I don't know what to do. She was just going to leave me be part of the freezer. Like, get me some warm water. Like,
I was going to say, just boil up a pot and fling it against
your flesh.
My mom's
like, you're going to make it worse. I was like, you know what? Just give me the cup of warm water.
Oh, moms are nuts.
Yeah, it's bad.
I can't take it. Let's wrap this bitch up.
All right.
We've done a lot of time.
Yeah, okay.
We have done 55 minutes.
Wow.
As of now.
Of a whole lot of nothing.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? How dare you belittle our achievements?
Cats and foil beanies.
That's a full show right there. What do you want?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Let's play the outro. Screw it. Let me get sued. I don't care. Dun, 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 dun. Start. There we go. Uh-oh. We gotta get another outro song.
Yeah, what is it?
This one's Surf Rider by the Lively Ones or something. I don't remember. I just like it. It ends Pulp Fiction. That's why it was chosen.
I gotcha.
Allison, thank you,
darling,
for joining me on
You're
the
welcome,
show.
Darling.
If the good folks want to get a hold of you on Twitter, especially if they're really into sports or politics and they just tweet about nothing but that.
Or they want to send your winglings, you know? I've only gotten two of those.
Only two?
That's it.
Only two? Me and Will?
Unprompted.
Yeah, that's true. Does he look sad today?
Oh, my. Yeah.
They want to get a hold of you on Twitter. It's at Allison Frank, AllisonFrank.
That's correct.
If you want to send your wing-wangs to me, gentlemen, it's at Papa's Basement.
I hope
I'm
you
John
get some.
Papa Giorgio. It makes
sense. If you
sense.
Get more than me.
I've never gotten one. I just got one gay dude follower who gets drunk every so often.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he DMs me and he's like, dude, just send me a picture of it. I won't tell anyone.
I hope you do.
I know you're straight, but would you do this? And I can't reply.
You can't? Why?
I
Aren't you
hit
flattered?
That. I'm very flattered. I'm just saying I haven't hit that point yet.
I mean, women don't even want to
look
at your junk.
I know what... As a man, I know what it is to just lust for a photo. You'll say anything. You're like, it's prettier than the baby Jesus. Send it my way. Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. We put up a new episode every Monday, every Thursday. Go there for it. Or if you have an iProduct, download the podcast app. Look up Papa's Basement, click subscribe.
And if you have a droid like me, just have friends. Call your friends who have iPhones
exactly.
and iProducts. Apple products.
Call someone with a real phone and then do what I said. All right. Till the next episode. We're gone.
Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.